This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Breeding School Sex Ed by Hotel Pacifica. This is my story and is also published elsewhere. All characters are strictly 18+. Miss Smith, this is terribly embarrassing, Samantha said while she and Tom posed together in their underwear at the front of the class. Tom was between Samantha's legs, with one of her calves up on his shoulder and the other being held off to the side, splaying her a bit. The half-naked young man and woman were modeling the missionary sex position. Tom's penis was semi-erect, which was uncomfortable for him. He had never been openly aroused in public before, but something deep within him recognized the presence of a fertile female, half-naked and in an extremely erotic position before him. Breeding schools became a nearly ubiquitous choice for high school graduates in the 2050s due to the population collapse of the 2030s and the energy revolution of the 2040s. The government essentially paid young men and women to reproduce, regardless of marital status. This led to an entire generation of 18-year-olds breeding hard and breeding early while also monetizing it in every conceivable way. Some opened paid fan pages or starred in porn, and yet more were simply selling their bodies and their reproductive rights for money. Breeding schools opened as a sex-forward way to concentrate high school graduates trying to meet and fuck in public, and produce pornographic content, while also starting a college-level education. Ms. Smith snapped some photos of Tom and Samantha in various angles, including ones that suggestively blocked the area where their genitals were, so it looked a bit like Tom was inside Samantha. Ms. Smith was taking photos and recording videos from multiple angles, so that future generations of young adults could watch it as part of the adult sex ed curriculum. Samantha, can you remove your bra, please? Ms. Smith instructed, to which Samantha complied despite her reservations. She was super ashamed, but her pussy was already starting to get wet. She and Tom were prime athletes, and everything about Tom's body screamed sex to her. She exposed her breasts to the class and to Ms. Smith's camera, which snapped many pictures of her. Her breasts made Tom just a bit harder, and his penis actually tented enough to touch her mound, which made Samantha yelp and Tom lurch back a bit. It's okay to touch each other down there, Tom. It's not like you're having sex yet, just demonstrating what it looks like for a lesson. Ms. Smith reassured the soon-to-be lovers, after which Tom slowly relaxed until his mostly erect cock was pressed up against Samantha's mound. She was extremely soft and warm against him, and soon Tom was fully erect and struggling not to press right into her entrance through their underwear. These photos are great, but it needs to be completely unambiguous that they're sexual and not something else like stretching. Samantha, can you make an orgasm face for me? The dirtiest one you can make, Ms. Smith instructed. Ms. Smith, Samantha said, exasperated. Aren't you at least going to censor our faces and names so people won't find out we did this? Absolutely not, Samantha, Ms. Smith chided. People need to be able to see your faces because the emotional connection between two people is one of the most important parts of having sex. Samantha bit her lip at the thought of becoming world-famous porn stars. Something in her snapped, and she surprised even herself by throwing her eyes back and smiling with her tongue out like those, ahigo, girls she saw sometimes on the internet. Immediately she heard the camera snap repeatedly from many angles, which only triggered her harder as she suddenly became hyper-aware of Tom's dick nearly pressing into her pussy through both their underwear. Oh, that's very nice. From this angle it looks like Tom is fucking you with your underwear pushed aside. Seeing Samantha like that and feeling her warm body on his dick broke something in Tom too, and he blurted out. Samantha, I want to fuck you so bad. Yeah? Samantha said back, which Tom needed to hear to even realize what he said. The two locked eyes. Tom slowly, subtly thrusted his hips, grinding their genitals together slightly through the thin, silky fabric of their underwear. Yeah. He spoke. Samantha, Tom, can you take your underwear off for me, please? There are a lot of angles where I can tell your underwear is still in the way, Ms. Smith said, right after taking a few up-close pictures of the young man and woman intimately staring at each other. They separated only for exactly long enough to get out of their underwear before they were back in the same position as before. Tom's cock bounced out of his boxer briefs, and Samantha's panties had a wet patch briefly connected to her pussy by a thin, clear strand. The whole classroom full of 50 other young adults gasped when the two revealed all and quickly went back to position. This time, Tom held his cock above Samantha's belly to prevent their genitals from touching. He couldn't help but start to jack off while he stared up and down her body. Samantha started rubbing herself openly and brazenly when she saw him jacking off at her. Ms. Smith was pleased that the two were now falling deeply into corruption without having to be goaded on any further. Now she sensed they were savoring it. They were visualizing having sex with each other while eagerly awaiting permission to take this public sex act even further for the sake of this twisted sex ed lesson. Tom suddenly slowed down and started edging himself. Samantha, I need you to have a real orgasm and make that same face from before, okay? Ms. Smith instructed. Samantha stared back and forth between Tom's eyes and his genitals. She thought about the billions of sperm in his balls, all of them primed and ready to impregnate a woman like her. She came hard and made an ahigo face with a loud cry. Ah! She screamed as it washed over her. Tom was jacking off hard.at that moment. Tom lost control and a huge rope of cum shot out of the tip of his penis and right onto his orgasming partner's tongue before falling in a big streak all the way down her torso. Samantha reflexively pulled her tongue in and swallowed a bit of his semen before she even realized what she was doing. Tom had an extremely long and hard orgasm, as was clearly evident by the further five big ropes of cum shooting well beyond Samantha's face and on the top of her head, and a few smaller spurts after that. Samantha continued to orgasm hard. Now with the fresh taste of Tom's cum and the image of his squirting dick on her mind. He had such a strong ejaculation. She secretly relished the thought of Tom shooting off into the back of her pussy. The whole class oohed and aahed at the spectacle of the lovers masturbating to a mutual orgasm.ms. Smith set down her camera and went in with a sample cup to scrape up as much of Tom's cum as she could for safekeeping. Tom was still hard long after his orgasm, and soon he was slowly stroking his cock again while big drips of virile cum continued to drip out of him. His pre-cum was flowing again, now positively rich with sperm. He rubbed his cum-dribbling cock head up and down Samantha's pussy. This was the first time their genitals directly touched. His sperm was dangerously close to getting into her pussy. Even if chances were small, it really only took a single drop to possibly breed with her. Meanwhile, Ms. Smith admired the footage she captured on her expensive camera. Not only did she have the whole mutual orgasm on film, but there were a few frames where Tom's penis and Samantha's tongue were directly connected by a huge squirt of Tom's cum.It was the most erotic thing she had ever seen. They haven't even had sex yet, per se, but out of context it looked like Tom was just full-on fucking his orgasming partner and barely pulled out in time to avoid impregnating her.ms. Smith took a condom that she sabotaged with a tiny pinprick in the tip and handed it to Tom, instructing him to put it on. Tom and Samantha's heart rate spiked, and their hormones raged at the implications of what Ms. Smith just told him to do. They were about to fuck. Tom rolled on the condom, either of them noticing the tiny hole. Without even being instructed to do so, Tom took position, aligned himself with Samantha's pussy, and penetrated her. His cock sank and up to the hilt. A few million sperm that was on the outer lips of Samantha's pussy got pushed into her, a bit of it smearing right across her cervix. The amount was tiny. But Tom was literally swimming straight into Samantha's womb right now. Overwhelmed with passion, Tom embraced her upon the cot, smushing their bodies together in a tight hug while their perfectly matched reproductive organs mated for the first time, though there was supposedly a working rubber barrier in the way to prevent them from reproducing. Tom was actually about to get his friend and classmate Samantha pregnant.ms. Smith had multiple fixed camera angles of the entire sex act, all in 4K. She went over to her desk, turning on the projector screen. After a moment, it lit up and the display from a sperm-counting microscope filled the screen at the front of the class. The view was packed with an extremely dense sperm sample. This is a sample of Tom's sperm that we collected a few minutes ago. As you can see, his swimmers are working perfectly fine, and it even looks like there's a lot more of them than the average. Ms. Smith walked the class through how to do a sperm count, with all the young men and women in the huge classroom following along with pen and paper. After some basic math, we can see that Tom has about 100 million sperm per cc. That's about 20 times the global average. Tom and Samantha were passively listening as they fucked like animals. Tom suckled Samantha's nipples. He told her he loved her, and that he would die for her.at that moment. The pinhole that Ms. Smith put in the condom on Tom's cock had opened and the little slit on his cock head was peeking through. There was also a copious amount of spermage precum already spreading out into her womb, looking for an egg to fertilize. He kissed her again, flirting with her tongue while fucking her at a steady pace. Samantha came and moaned into Tom's mouth. He could see her eyes open and roll back. Tom was visualizing the act of impregnating her. He fantasized about his cock being bare and raw, as did Samantha. They fantasized about fucking, not just for fun or for some twisted sex ed lesson, but to purposely reproduce. With a long, masculine grunt, Tom came balls deep in her. The condom was useless as Tom's cock blasted his huge, virile load straight into the back wall of Samantha's unprotected, fertile pussy. His ejaculation was enormous. Samantha gasped when she felt the hot, wet load splash and swirl around against her completely unprotected cervix. She instantly knew Tom was fertilizing her and came even harder at the sensation. Tom humped into her a few last times, riding his orgasm out until the very end. He didn't even realize yet that he just inseminated her for real, though that's certainly what he was visualizing when he came. Tom, Samantha said as the lovers gazed into each other's eyes. The condom. Tom's eyes widened and he quickly pulled away and pulled out in a panic. As soon as everyone saw it, they gasped. Except, of course, for Miss Smith, who had planned the whole thing, and was actually holding back a sly smile as she continued to do her best camera work. Oh my gosh, he just came in her! A girl from the class blurted out. Tom's cock dripped milky white cum with loud plops onto the floor, his cock head protruding straight through the hole in the sabotaged condom. Remember, class, this is why you should never have sex unless you're trying to get pregnant. Every prophylactic and type of birth control has at least a small chance of failure. Ms. Smith lectured. Samantha is not on any kind of birth control, and she's currently ovulating. Isn't that right, Samantha? It's true. Samantha bit her lip. Tom stripped off the condom and just stared at Samantha's pussy, which now had a white bead welling up out of the entrance. He could tell by how little had come out that most of it was pulled up right against Samantha's cervix, with absolutely nothing stopping his swimmers from filling in her tubes. His cock, remarkably, stayed rock hard at the thought of knocking up his classmate. "Now, since you've already inseminated her, Tom, why don't you just go ahead and put it back into her? You guys want a mate for real this time, don't you?" Miss Smith said, almost goading them on. "I'd like to get some good pregnancy and birth pics once Samantha is good and knocked up from this."
"Really?
I mean, is it okay for us to be doing this, Miss Smith? For me to breed with Tom?" Samantha asked. "Well, as long as you're not doing it just for fun, and instead doing it as part of a sex ed lesson," Miss Smith replied, "it's perfectly fine." Tom lined up his now bare cock with that little bead of cum, which was now more of a blob of ultra-thick genetic material. He slid it into the slick feeling of his own cum sloshing around against Samantha's cervix before being pushed out along the sides of his cock and onto his balls. His nuts were working on overdrive to produce as much sperm and testosterone as they could. It's like his body knew its time had come. They switched between smoldering eye contact, kissing each other on the lips, and whispering into each other's ears. All the while, Tom drove the lovers to yet another mutual orgasm. This time was going to be Tom's hardest cum yet. He focused on Samantha's body, the way his penis perfectly penetrated and fitted her up to the root. Tom felt his orgasm wash over him with a tsunami of endorphins and testosterone. His cock slowed down just in time for Samantha to feel it grow a whole inch and spew hot, gooey semen right against the back of her pussy. This made Samantha bury her face in Tom's chest and scream at the top of her lungs. It was the best orgasm she'd ever had. She couldn't believe how much he was producing after his third come in about 20 minutes. The lovers cuddled as they physically recovered from their insanely powerful mutual orgasm. Eventually, Tom started to slowly pull out while Ms. Smith recorded up close. With a wet plop, his cock withdrew from Samantha's pussy and creamy white cum spilled out of both their spent genitals. Ms. Smith fetched Tom's first cum load, which was now loaded up into a special insemination syringe. Ms. Smith inserted it into Samantha's pussy, drawing back the plunger slightly to suck up the cum that was pulled up in the cervices of her vagina as she inserted it. Then when there was no more to suck back up, Ms. Smith fully inserted it, which put the exit hole right up against Samantha's cervix. Ms. Smith forcefully pushed the plunger until the syringe was empty, forcing a huge load of Tom's extremely motile sperm straight into her womb. The force of the stream felt about as hard as from Tom's penis, but it was like one huge, long spurt straight into her cervix. Samantha swore she felt it shoot straight into her tubes. Ms. Smith followed all this up with a soft little diaphragm so that whatever didn't bypass her cervix would be pulled up right against it. Samantha shivered at the sensation of the diaphragm snapping into place and Tom's entire gooey load being slowly forced into her womb by the pressure. There was no way she wasn't getting pregnant from this. There had to be a billion sperm, and they'd be happily living inside her for the next 2 or 3 days. The whole class clapped as Samantha and Tom got cleaned up, the lovers smiling with ultimate satisfaction. As the year went on, Samantha and Tom continued fucking every chance they got, purposely trying to get Samantha pregnant. They didn't even bother with pregnancy tests. After a few months, Samantha started to show, and they just knew. Ms. Smith, of course, kept close tabs on the two and even documented Samantha's pregnancy from start to finish. They did nude photo shoots every week. Almost every time it turned into a porn shoot, with the young lovers simply getting horny and fucking right in front of Ms. Smith's cameras, which they knew were recording. In the end, Samantha and Tom moved across the country to change their appearance and take up a new identity as husband and wife. Much to their surprise, the films ended up having absolutely no impact or downsides on their new life. What little they did talk about it with other people was mostly with their close friends that attended breeding school with them. They lived happily ever after, starting a big and happy family together. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.